Hello, this is John Zifferman from physicalliving.com, and with me on the phone today are Adam Steer and Ryan Murdoch, who are the bodyweight coaches and are the creators of the Bodyweight Burn program, which is a bodyweight training program for fat loss. And those are subjects that a lot of you guys are interested in. And so the topic of today's call is burning fat at home with bodyweight training. And we got a lot of good stuff in here. Really looking forward to it because I've interviewed both of these guys before individually, and they've got a lot of knowledge to share. They're right at the tip of the spear when it comes to this kind of information, and I think it's going to be really great. You guys are going to love it. And so, welcome to the call, gentlemen. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks, man. Glad to be here.
Thanks very much, John.
Absolutely. All right, so just real quick, I mean, for those who aren't familiar with you guys already, could you just tell us a little bit about yourselves, you know, where you're from, what you do? Maybe we could start with Adam.
Sure, yeah. Well, I'll give you the short version. Long version, you know, if you're interested, you can figure that out on the website. I imagine we'll talk about where to find more information later. But I've always been interested in sports. And then when I was a teenager, my grandfather gave me a membership at his gym. And his reasoning was he wanted to keep me out of trouble. I'm not sure what that says about my behavior as a teenager, but what happened through that, though, is he really sparked off kind of a lifelong passion for physical conditioning, for kind of physical culture, how the body works, how the body can change through diet and exercise. And it's really been kind of the lodestone that's led me through my entire life and my career up until now. I'm someone that is genetically kind of disposed to putting on weight really quickly. I like to joke that, you know, all I really have to do is walk down the pasta aisle at the grocery store to put on a couple pounds. So that's kind of fueled that curiosity about how the body works as well, you know, because I've had to battle those issues for myself. I've had to do a lot of research into how to make losing fat or not gaining fat easy for myself, and I've been able to kind of translate that into strategies and techniques, tactics and methods and programs for first my in-person clients, and then for the last few years for the people that I've been able to help through the programs that I write that people can get through the internet. So there's lots more to tell, but that's kind of the basic gist of my journey up until now.
Right on. Very cool. Now, how about you, Ryan? What are you up to these days in the Mediterranean?
I'm just between trips right now. I'm going to Japan next week. It's really nice weather, but it's windy and full of sand today. There's a wind from the Sahara is blowing it all over the place. You can hardly see anything. Mm-hmm. But in terms of background, I started training with weights at about sixth grade or so. You know, when I bought one of those gym sets with a paper route money. So I've always been interested in fitness, but then I got involved in martial arts around age 15, 14 or 15. And I studied Bujinkan Ninjutsu for, close on 20 years. So at that time, a lot of my conditioning training was geared towards how to become better at the martial arts that I practiced, or so really directly involved with performance enhancement type stuff. Since that time, I got involved with travel writing. So now, these days, most of my efforts are geared towards, training up for expeditions or as well as specializing in how to counteract the effects of sitting my arse all day writing, basically. So a combination of, you know, being able to I spent most of March out in the middle of the Sahara looking for rock art and exploring, you know, unmapped regions, this one mountain range. So my kind of training needs these days are geared towards those kind of goals, how to survive that stuff, you know, and how to thrive in those environments, and then how to not become chair-shaped when I get back home. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, a bit of a balance there. So, that's kind of what got us involved in body weight as well, because it's so portable and it's so suitable for that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my next question, you know, you guys are the bodyweight coaches, so, you know, obviously it's portable, anybody can do it anywhere, but, you know, what are the other reasons you decided to make bodyweight training a major focus of yours in your online business?
For me, it was life on the road, mostly. It just, you know, I'm traveling quite a lot. I need to be able to train in a hotel room or any kind of small space, a tent or something. So the convenience, the portability, and also when I was first starting out, I didn't have any money at all, so I couldn't afford a gym membership. Bodyweight was the way to go. I mean, it didn't cost me anything, and I could research the stuff, and you know, all I needed was the knowledge that I could accumulate inside my head, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what would you say are some of the more, like, the most unique benefits of bodyweight training, and, like, in particular for fat loss, you know, somebody who's exercising at home and just wants to get in better shape?
Yeah, I think there are a few things. First of all, it's a bit of an excuse buster. You know, one of the things that generally gets in people's way when they embark on a fat loss journey or just simply getting back in shape or whatever is the excuse of no time. You know, I don't have time to do this. I'm busy. It's busy at work. And then I have to take care of the kids when I get home or whatever. You know, it's really easy to make that busy excuse. And body weight exercise kind of denies you that out. Because you can do it anywhere, you can do it any time, you got 20 minutes, you can bang off a good body weight workout, and it's enough to keep you on track, to keep you moving towards your goal. So that's one of the big benefits, is just the anywhere, anytime aspect of it. But there are more, you know, like one thing that I really love about body weight exercise is it's totally three-dimensional. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways when you're doing bodyweight exercise that you can't do with, for example, free weights or machines at the gym, which are a lot more two-dimensional. Even free weights, really, you know, you can only push them or pull them in one direction against gravity. Whereas with your body weight, you know, you can twist it, you can bend in a lot of different ways. So it just really kind of excites your nervous system and builds a much more interesting movement palette than free weights or machines does. And the interesting thing about that is it actually will help you increase your metabolism, because through bodyweight exercise, you're really recruiting a lot more muscles than more isolation-based free weight or machine-based workout. And then the final thing I would say is when you're putting together, like, fat loss interval training type circuits with body weight, it's really cool because you can transition between movements so quickly. You can go from an upper body to a lower body to an upper body exercise with absolutely no screwing around with changing equipment or changing weights or anything like that. So in that respect, I find it really interesting as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all.
If I could add one thing to Adam's point about the training your nervous system, that was one of the things that really, really worked well for me with martial arts too. It's because you're becoming more efficient at moving your body through space. The coordination and agility that I was building with bodyweight exercise was such a direct tie-in to the work I was doing on the mats with my training partners. So it was just about ideal for the martial art that I was doing. And the other thing that I think is a huge advantage is that you can get really creative with it. So, you know, as it gets easier, you can manipulate the leverage. You know, you can create all kinds of variations of exercises. So you're always challenged, and it kind of keeps you thinking, and it keeps it fun.
Right.
So that was always a big motivator for me to keep me wanting to show up and wanting to keep training.
Yeah. I've often said that bodyweight training is the perfect introduction for anybody who's just getting started into fitness and strength training. But, you know, the more I've learned about it over the years, it's like you can take bodyweight training anywhere. You know, there are endless possibilities, and you can achieve an insanely high level of fitness and performance with just your own body weight. So the sky's the limit. And like you said, there's just so much variety and possibilities. That's why I love it. And so I think it's so cool you guys are, you know, focusing on it, bringing more, you know, attention to the potential of this modality. So there's a lot of fat loss products and programs out in the market today. You guys obviously know that better than I do. But could you just tell us, you know, what your program, Body Weight Burn, is all about? You know, why you created this product and kind of what sets it apart from other fat loss training systems?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, we've got all kinds of other body weight products as well, as you know.
Yeah.
But I think the reason we did this one and we felt that we had to bring it out is because, again, it goes back to, it just takes all the excuses away. What we did with Body Weight Burn is we took everything we've learned over the last few years, all our experience with our previous programs and with our clients, and we distilled it all down into a program that takes no more than 21 minutes per day. And that was really our goal, is to put a capped time limit on how much time investment you had to put into this thing on a daily basis, because we just didn't want time to be an excuse for people to take action and get in shape and reach their goals. So that's the first thing, is all these workouts, no more than 21 minutes a day. The other thing we wanted to do with this program is really 100% legitimately synchronize the diet with the workouts. So, you know, when you start going through Body Weight You Burn, you see that every single day the diet is matched with the type of workout that you're going to be doing on that day to get the best and the fastest possible results. The other thing is we wanted to make the diet simple. So it's, you know, you can measure calories. We tell you how in the program, but really it's just, you can eyeball the whole thing. You can do it all visually. And the other thing is we really were careful to integrate all the different modes of exercise that we feel you need to get the fastest possible progress. So it's not just an endurance program. It's not just a muscle program. It's not just an interval training program. It really takes all the most important modalities, puts them together in a synergistic way that will drive you forward towards your goal.
Yeah, and that's something that really stuck out at me when I took a look at it. I haven't looked at it really in depth, but I took a quick peek at your download portal the other day, and that's what stuck in my mind, is this is a very focused kind of precision solution for people who want to burn fat at home with body weight training, and it's kind of holistic in that, and I appreciated that about it. And I guess now is a good time as ever. I wanted to mention to the listeners that Adam Ryan and I came up with kind of a special offer for the next few days after I publish this interview. They're going to be offering their Body Weight Burn program at a discounted price, and there's some special bonuses, including a secret surprise bonus that I'm not allowed to tell you until the end of this interview. But I wanted to let you know that that's coming. So I'll be thinking about, you know, I'm asking these questions and they're, you know, just discussing, if this is something you're interested in, then there'll be something available for you at a really steep discount. So I wanted to let you in on that at the beginning and tell you to hang in there till the end, because it's a great bonus we're going to be giving away. So playing off of that last point you made, Adam, I think a lot of people struggle with fat loss because they focus on the wrong things. And it's so often they get fixated on, like, optimizing one or two elements of a fat loss program, and they ignore everything else. So they go on this new diet and they don't exercise at all, or they get this crazy training program, you know, they're doing P90X like crazy, but they're eating junk food all the time. And do you find this to be true? And, you know, if so, what advice would you give to people who seem to be stuck in this vicious cycle? You know, either one of you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I think part of it is due to kind of an oversimplification of what's required to get in shape or to lose fat by the media. I mean, it doesn't have to be complicated, and, you know, I think that Body Weight Burn proves that. It's not a complicated program, but it is a very comprehensive program. And often in the media, you'll read, you know, like, just do this one nutrition thing and you're going to lose 7 pounds this week, or just try this one exercise and it's all you need to get in shape. And it's too oversimplified. And I think people take that away and and view it as gospel. But to kind of get deeper into your question, I think that you have to start with your diet. There's an old saying, you can't exercise or you can't train your way out of a bad diet, and it's totally true. So you have to start by dialing in your nutrition. And I don't like the phrase go on a diet. You know, you're not going on a diet. You're kind of tweaking your nutritional strategy, your nutritional approach towards a sustainable, healthy, nutritional regime. But I think that it would be a mistake to stay there and just to focus on your diet, because what happens is when you add your workouts to that, when you add exercise, movement to that, it's like a catalyst that makes the diet work. Humans weren't made to just sit around all day and do nothing. Even if they're eating the perfect diet, if you're not moving, you're not living the way you were kind of evolved to live. So what happens is when you add in those workouts, you end up kind of kicking off a whole cascade of things in your body, like the way your hormones are working in your body, the way your metabolism works. You're adding muscle, which gives your body shape. Muscle also does other great things in your body, like improve your insulin sensitivity, so you use your food better. So, yeah, I really think it's a whole kind of integrated approach that we need to any kind of fat loss program. It doesn't have to be a body weight program, but whatever you do, you have to look at just a no-nonsense, holistic approach to your fitness and your health.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think this is touching on a question I was going to ask you in a bit, just like the power of synergy. You know, we get exponentially better results when we look at everything, when we take a big picture perspective instead of just focusing on one thing. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, you guys make an effort to do that with all your offerings, your products and programs and the materials you publish online, because it works. So, you know, do you either one of you want to just touch on that a bit more, like the power of synergy, like how it can literally make or break someone's fat loss results?
Well, I'll just chime in quickly. Ryan might want to add something. I just want to give you an analogy, because I find that, you know, it's not just for fat loss, it's for anything you're doing. And I first came up with this analogy when I was teaching skiing and when I was training other ski instructors to teach skiing, is that kind of the analogy of a beautiful masterpiece hanging on a wall covered by a tarp. And there's only one little hole in the tarp that you can see the masterpiece through. So what you think that painting is determined just by that one little piece that you can see through the hole in the tarp. So you might just see some lady's foot there and you think, okay, well, this is just a portrait of some lady's foot. Whereas when you uncover that tableau, it might be, you know, this painting of this busy sidewalk with all kinds of people on it, and that lady's foot is just one little piece of it. So I always, you know, in everything that I do, try to make as many holes in that tarp as possible so I can see as much of the painting as I can and not get focused on that one little thing and say, okay, well, diet is just cutting carbs. Diet is just cutting fat. Diet is just cutting calories. You got to take the overall picture of, you know, what do carbs do in your body when you eat them? What does fat do in your body when you eat it? What happens when you cut your calories too much? And all that stuff comes into play in an overall approach to diet and exercise. So that's just, I think that's something that you should apply to everything, but it's definitely a big stumbling block if you want to have success for your fitness and your health, is looking at the overall tableau of your diet and your exercise through one little hole that, you know, the media might give you, or one little tip that a personal trainer gave you, or whatever.
Absolutely. Anything to add to that, Ryan, before we move on?
Yeah, I want to expand on Adam touched on this just before this section as well, and it's also relevant. He talked about how people will try to train their way out of a bad diet, or the opposite, just go on a diet and not do any sort of exercise, and how if you don't have the two locked in, you've lost the battle already in most cases. It's the same with this sort of synergy as applied to the training methods. They're not hitting all the different methods of training that are important to see progress. Like, for example, they'll go on a crazy diet and then just run the treadmill over and over and over and see no changes at all and wonder why they're not losing fat or getting the kind of toned body that they see, you know, in a magazine or on their vision board. They neglect to. Well, I know we're going to talk about the different areas of training in a bit, so I won't go into them. But they neglect to lock in gaining lean muscle mass as well as fat loss, as well as a multidimensional type of cardio training. So they're only hitting a fraction of the training that they could. And the other thing that Adam touched on that I think is important is you're not just adopting some crazy diet and hoping to get results. Or you're not restricting yourself on this program and trying to conform yourself to somebody else's system. We're making small, gradual changes, and it's foods that people will enjoy eating. So as they work through the program, you know, they're making sustainable changes to their diet that they'll want to stick with. So, you know, adding more green vegetables or shifting the balance of proteins and fats in their diet, and they start to feel better. This is not something that you're going to do for 6 weeks and then just drop it, you know, and start filling your face with candy again. It's a sustainable program that will teach you how to eat healthier and along the way, kind of thing. So
yeah,
we're focused on the long term and keeping these results, not losing them after 3 weeks after you finish the program. This is something that you can use for the long term.
Right, right. And I appreciate that, because so much out there is the quick fix and it doesn't work. You know, 95% of dieters fail, regain the weight back, and something like two-thirds of them rebound even worse and gain even more weight back. And so the quick fixes aren't working, but it sells. So, you know, people buy into it. And, you know, that's why I think it's important that that these programs, that they're kind of very focused in that. It tells you exactly what you need to do. Like, here's the bare minimum. Here are the principles you need to do. Here are your workouts. Do this. But also kind of teach the how and the why so that you can empower people and let them do it on their own. And so that they don't see, you know, a diet or, you know, what they eat. A diet is just a word for, you know, this is what I eat. When I go on a diet, I'm just changing the way I eat. But there's this negative association with dieting because people haven't learned how to do it a way that they enjoy it and that works for them. And when they do realize that, you know, hey, I can actually eat these vegetables that are good for me and I can enjoy them, and it doesn't cost more than the junk food I was eating before, then the light bulb goes off and they say, you know, this is how people do it for life. And so yeah, it's really good stuff. So diet and exercise, you know, these are the two, I'd say, primary, I guess, components of body weight burn and a lot of, you know, fat loss systems out there. What else, you know, what are some of the other elements that you've incorporated into body weight burn and some of your other programs to help people, you know, achieve their body transformation goals?
Yeah, personally, I think lifestyle is really important in the way it's woven into the program. Because over the years, we've worked with a lot of people who are very busy and have, you know, extremely busy careers and a hectic home life, maybe a family life. So we had to create something that would weave seamlessly into their lifestyle and fit, like something you could do maybe on your lunch break if you wanted to, or first thing in the morning before you go to work, or something that you can squeeze into the existing times of your day. Like, you don't have to reinvent your life or you know, have your entire family cooperate with you to try to follow this program. It's designed specifically to fit the lifestyle that you already have and become a long-term part of that. And the other thing we talk about in the program is the importance of something like journaling and tracking your results. That's huge, because if you can get somebody started recording what they're doing each day, and especially recording what they eat each day, they start to see the the end results of the choices they've been making up until now. And as they see progress along the way, they can track what they've been doing and the changes that they've made to get them there, so that you see in a really concrete way why this is working, what's working, and which healthy choices you should be making in the future. You know, so it reinforces what you're trying to do. And it also shows you where you've fallen off the wagon, which happens from time to time. You know, you'll see, oh, geez, I missed two workouts in a row, or I didn't eat very well on this day, and now I feel sluggish. So it sort of gives a self-correcting mechanism, but it's also kind of an under-the-radar way to teach people the effects of habits in their life and what changing these small habits can, what a difference that can make in the long term.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes you be honest with yourself, you know, because when you write it down, everything you eat, you know, everything, and you make it a point, I'm not going to, you know, forget to write down, you know, the donut I had the other day. And you realize, yeah, you look at the end of the week, like, did I really eat all that ice cream? Like, I really did? And, you know, people are wondering, you know, why they can't lose the last bit of belly fat or something. And it's like, well, you know, that all these little details matter. And
I think, you know, the other thing, too, that's with that is that you sort of become your own training partner. Like,
yeah,
even if you train at home, even if you're very limited in your ability to, like, you don't go to the gym, you don't work out with somebody else, but you're accountable to yourself, because you have to be accountable to your journal and you have to write it down honestly. So, I mean, it's like you're looking over your own shoulder the whole time. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. It helps with compliance. And so I think when, like, an important thing for people to hear, you know, like, for a lot of people who've been struggling with, you know, weight loss, like, for years or their whole life, they feel overwhelmed, because I think it's for a lot of reasons. There's a lack of education, and there's this overwhelming marketing giant that's telling us to chase the next big thing. And so people are just lost. They have no idea what to do. And they're told, okay, you need to diet, you need to exercise, you need to get your lifestyle in order to get your stress down, you need to do cardio and interval training and strength training and bodyweight training. And there's 1,000 things to keep track of. And that's why I appreciate a system, like how bodyweight burn is a system, that literally tells you everything you have to do, takes you by the hand and say, do this, because it puts it all together. You know, this is precision bodyweight training for fat loss. And this is how you're going to get results. And so if you can if you can do one thing, that one thing is stick with this system, you will get the results that we tell you you will. So I really like that. It just provides clarity for people and, you know, instills in them, you know, self-confidence and empowerment, because, you know, knowledge applied is power. So that's really good. All right, let's get into some more stuff here. Your body weight burn system, you say that the workouts take only 21 minutes a day or less, and I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, you know, can I really lose fat and get in shape by training for that short period of time? You know, don't I need to spend a lot longer lifting weights and on the treadmill and elliptical? What do you guys say to that?
The main concept here is something taken from, I guess, originally from the prescription drug industry, which is minimum effective dose. So, you know, you could do more exercise and maybe get even faster results, but the way we've put the workouts together and the synergy from workouts from one day to the next allows us to get great results with just 21 minutes a day. So, yes, you could do more and you might get faster results, maybe, but definitely with the 21 minutes a day, the way they're organized here, you will get the results that you need.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I, you know, I look at it, you know, it's a combination of a lot of things. You know, I see strength training, I see interval training, you know, you have your cardio flow, which I had a question about that later, we'll talk about that. And so I see you're kind of taking some of the best tools and combining it together into these compact training sessions. So you get a lot of bang for your buck, right?
Yeah. And we're also taking the science too. You know, there have been a lot of studies done on the amount of time that you actually need to get a huge metabolic effect over, you know, days. It can last up to 36 hours after one of our afterburner workouts, for example, which is a kind of high-intensity interval training type workout. Your metabolism can be raised for up to 36 hours after you're done your workout. So, I mean, it's based on a lot of good science, a lot of good kind of experimentation, and the way we've done it is we've really made each workout build on the workout of the day before, and that's how we get that kind of synergistic fat loss effect.
Mm-hmm. Now, could we go like a little bit you know, deeper, more specific? Like, could we, you know, could you, like, walk us through how someone could tap into that sweet spot where you're doing, like, exactly the right kind of workout to burn the maximum calories and fat possible with, you know, the least amount of time? You know, what does that look like?
I mean, it can look like a thousand different things. We've laid it out one way in body weight burn, but I do have a specific formula that I believe in, and it's based on three things. And I'll give you that formula. First of all, you need to be doing a workout that either builds or maintains your lean muscle mass, because muscle is kind of the gatekeeper to everything else. You know, having more muscle is going to increase your insulin sensitivity. That just means that when you eat, you're going to deal with the food that you eat in a much better way. It's going to go towards your lean tissue. It's going to be, you know, the sugars will be absorbed out of your blood more efficiently and less likely to end up either, you know, in your fat cells or causing you disease problems. So that's a big thing with muscle. The other thing is muscle is obviously metabolically active. So the more muscle you have, the more calories you're going to be burning just even at rest. And the other thing with muscle is it actually increases your calorie burn potential during a workout. So the more muscle you have, the more kind of horsepower you're bringing to your workout and the more calories you're going to have to burn in order to use that horsepower. It's just like, you know, driving around a big pickup truck or a little mini car. It's going to take you a lot more gas to drive around that pickup truck. So that's kind of like another benefit of having muscle. So the first element in the formula is either a muscle building or maintaining workout. Next, you want to do some kind of workout that increases your metabolism or takes advantage of an effect that's often referred to as EPOC, or excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, which is basically a way of measuring how much energy or calories your body's using after your workout to build itself back to a quote-unquote normal state. So if you do a really high-intensity interval training workout, it's going to take you, as I mentioned, up to 36 hours for your body to build itself back to normal. And during that entire time, it's going to be using calories, burning calories, and probably going and getting a lot of those calories from your fat stores. So that's our second ingredient, is the EPOC. You know, and ideally, if you had unlimited recovery, you could just keep doing that high-intensity metabolism-boosting type of exercise. But what I've found is I can keep somebody working out on a third day, but not at that kind of intensity level. So what we do is we add in extra cardio flow, we call it, which is basically kind of akin to going jogging or on a stationary bike. It's kind of more low-intensity cardiovascular exercise, but the cardio flow is a bodyweight flow that kind of it mimics that same low-intensity cardiovascular exercise, but without the risks associated with repetitive things like running or biking, which A, will increase your cortisol because of the repetitive motion, and B, increases your chance of repetitive stress injury. So that's our third element, is some kind of lower intensity cardiovascular exercise. So just to recap, you got to take care of your muscle through muscle building exercise. You have to boost your metabolism through high intensity interval type training, and then you have to keep the energy expenditure going while increasing your recovery through some kind of lower intensity cardiovascular exercise.
Right on. You can just see the synergy at work when all these elements are, you know, integrated together. It's just you get way better results, both fat loss and muscle gain, when you apply all three. And so it's a good formula. And like you said, there's a thousand ways to do it, and people should find something that they, you know, works for them and that they enjoy. So good stuff. All right, next question. I believe it's Coach Dan John who is credited with the quote that fat loss is a war. And he's often recommended that people approach it like an all-out assault on body fat, doing as much as you possibly can in a short period of time, like, you know, a matter of a few weeks, couple months at most. Do you guys agree with this approach? And what would you say are the pros and cons of it? I honestly don't know what you guys are going to answer to this. I'm curious. I have no idea. Take it, run.
Yeah, I have an opinion on it. Do you have an opinion on this, Ryan?
Yeah, I disagree with it. Because of what you said earlier, we don't have unlimited recovery time. I mean, it's fine if you're it's fine to try something like that if you're 14. Full out training all the time. We kind of followed that approach with martial arts, but we went through an inevitable cycle every time, and it took me years to see that. I would hit the point where I feel like I'm in really peak condition. Things are going incredibly well. You know, I've never been in better shape in my life. You know, I'm doing great on the mass, and then I every time I would hit an injury right at that point. And it happened over and over and over, and I mean, I was too stubborn or stupid to see it until I started journaling and tracking my training, and I realized, you know, every time I peak, then I get hurt if I keep going. So your training has to incorporate waves of progress and really hard training and then recovery if you want to sustain it for the long term. And especially the type of people we generally work with are in the 35 to sort of 55 range. I'm 40, so I kind of fall into the middle of this range, and I can't sustain that kind of approach anymore, at least if I want to get out of bed in the morning and, afternoon, if I'm being honest, or, you know, have an actual life. So yeah, I don't think it's sustainable. I don't think it'll last for the long term. And I think you're likely to end up on the sofa with your leg up and injured, stuff in your face with Doritos or something else and drown in your sorrows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that, honestly, it depends a lot on the person. But no matter who it is, I think Ryan has an excellent point, is you have to know what's safe for you as far as pushing it, as far as going to war with your fat. I mean, there is going to war, and then there's just being reckless and, like, throwing yourself at the enemy, knowing that you're going to be, like, riddled with bullets. So I think... For me, for example, I'm an all or nothing type of person. Like, I can't really do moderation very well. So
that's true. I can confirm that.
Yeah, I'm either like on the wagon or I'm off the wagon. So for me, fitness, fat loss, health, it is kind of like a war. You know, I'm all on or I'm all off, right? So for me, yeah, I have to approach it that way. Life is a series of sprints for me, like, for sure. Some people do better with a marathon approach, you know, just like plodding along a little bit at a time, just add a little bit, add a little bit, add a little bit. I've had lots of clients like that. I've had lots of sprinters like me, and I've had everyone in between. And I think the trick is to find what works for you. Are you a sprinter in life, or are you more of a marathoner? And then find a program or adapt a program to suit your needs. I think the cool thing about bodyweight burn is it can be used however you want to use it. You know, you can just take little bits and pieces of it and slowly add them in to make it more of a marathon program, or you can hammer it all at once and be super strict. And it's not a sprint. It's not like a rapid fat loss program, but, you know, I definitely say that it's like a 5K. You know, you're going fast. You're losing weight quickly if you hit it hard all at once. I guess I rambled a little bit there, but I think it just really depends on the person. And then once you figure out who you are and what works best for you, you just have to find the right, like, approach for you.
Right. I think you guys...
Can I throw in something there, too?
Yeah.
Just made me think when Adam was talking about a marathon versus sprint approach, just a little kind of take home aside for your listeners. If you are the type of person that follows the kind of marathon pattern, training for the long term and looking at the long term results, you've got to remember to change it up regularly. That's the danger of that type of approach, is that you can easily fall into a rut where you just start to stagnate or, get into sort of a repeated pattern of workouts that end up resulting in an overuse injury or something. So the cool thing about bodyweight burn is that we do that right within the program by combining these different types of training, from the afterburners to the cardio flows and the metabolic muscle workouts, you're waving through that that well-rounded training approach right in there. So you stay motivated for the long haul. You know, you can keep going with these workouts because you've got that variety built in. Plus, you're constantly progressing in each of the workouts. So I think you kind of preempt that problem before you ever encounter it, which is, I think, pretty cool.
Right. And, you know, I think you guys are both making really good points, and the overall theme I'm hearing is that there's risks to both approaches, you know, the really intense sprint approach, and there's risks to the more moderate approach. I think my opinion is that the approaching fat loss like an all-out war is probably the more risky one, because that's how most diets are positioned, you know, lose, you know, 30 pounds in 30 days. You know, we see these crazy headlines and people get unrealistic expectations, and that's where people crash and burn and, you know, try to jump onto the next best thing. But there's also risk in trying to do something in moderation if it doesn't work for you. You know, if you're Adam's personality type where you're either on the wagon or you're off, that might not work for you at all. So it's all about, like what Adam said, you know, finding what works for you and just getting to work. So, all right. So let's say that somebody has found what, you know, works for them. How much fat loss could somebody expect, you know, sustainable fat loss when everything in their lifestyle is tuned in, you know, their diet, their training, and everything else involved in, like, a fat loss system?
Well, I think you have to start by differentiating between fat and weight. Like, a lot of people think that when they look at the scale and it drops 2 pounds, it's 2 pounds of fat. Could be, not always. I think from there, it's really, again, a very individual thing. If I've got a lot of weight to lose and I start dieting and exercising, really change my lifestyle a lot, I could be losing, you know, 5-6 pounds a week at first. I've been on that program for a while, it might be like half a pound. So it really depends on the person, where you're starting, how strict you are. I would say though that there's this myth kind of propagated by the fitness industry and nutritionists that you can't lose more than 2 pounds of fat a week. And I've never seen any compelling scientific proof of that. You know, I think it's just a number that somebody pulled out of their where the sun don't shine, and it's just somehow become this rule. I just don't see any valid explanation anywhere for that. So that's certainly not any kind of upward ceiling for me. I think you can definitely lose more than 2 pounds a week, especially if you're Dan John going to war on your fat. But I do think that the nice thing about that 2 pound rule is it gives you kind of a steady goal to shoot for, and it's something that I think is reasonable for anyone. Like, I think you can definitely, you know, if you've got a moderate amount of weight to lose, you can definitely aim for 2 pounds a week. It's safe, it's attainable, it's a good goal. And then as you get leaner, you know, you got to adjust that. You've only got so much fat on your body when you start getting leaner. So, you know, it might be like half a pound, even a quarter of a pound a week of actual fat loss. So, yeah, it just really depends.
Yeah, and I think that's it.
I think I also, kind of emphasize one thing that Adam touched on there. I think it bears repeating. The people focus on weight loss quite often, rather than fat loss or rather than changing the body composition. You'll be much happier if you reframe that as you work towards your fitness goals, because what people don't actually want is to look thinner. I mean, nobody wants to look like a marathon runner, you know. You could lose all sorts of weight and be emaciated, or you look like you just, you know, came out of a plane crash in the Andes or something. The goal that people are after is...
I love your word pictures, Ryan.
I'm just thinking of stuff that could have happened to me, you know, like you've eaten all your friends, you're really hungry, and you're coming out of the Andes, just eating snow, and you've lost a lot of weight, but nobody's going to say, man, I want to look like that guy. First of all, they're going to run away and lock the fridge, but the real goal that people have in their mind, the vision that they have when they really sketch it out on paper or describe what they want to become is to change their shape rather than lose weight or, to reframe that as to a vision of, you know, losing fat while adding lean muscle and changing your shape to become the most attractive version of the vision in your head, that's a much more positive body image, and that's, you're going to be a lot happier if you're not staring at the scale all the time, if you're focusing on the changes in your body composition as you work your way through the program.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I've always felt like, you know, when you're talking about healthy, like health first fat loss, sustainable, natural fat loss, I always thought of it as like on a spectrum. You know, you're going to lose a lot more fat in the beginning when you start, and it's going to get harder and harder the leaner you get. And, you know, obviously if you've got a lot of weight to lose, you're going to be able to lose more fat because you have more fat to lose. And, it just seems to come off in greater numbers, you know, in my experience. So, cool. Well, I want to talk a little bit about kind of the intricacies of body weight burn, because it, you know, upon my first impressions, it looks like a pretty cool program, and I think a lot of people would really, you know, dig it, and especially my readers who just they love body weight training and. Most people in America and in the developed world have some fat to lose and would like to be able to do it at home. So I want to talk about, you know, the three different elements that Adam kind of touched on earlier. You know, you mentioned cardio flow being kind of a unique protocol in that you get many of the benefits of cardio training without some of the drawbacks. Could you just, you know, talk a little bit about what cardio flow is and how it works?
Do you want to grab that, Ryan, or do you want me to get it?
Yeah, go ahead, sure.
Yes, well, I mean, cardio flow is basically a chain of bodyweight exercises that all fit together really seamlessly. So when you're doing a cardio flow, and we have several different cardio flows, it's kind of like you're doing a dance or maybe like a form in martial arts or a yoga flow. It's kind of a combination of all those different ideas. And you really get into a rhythm, and some people find they almost get into a bit of a meditative state. You know, I've gotten into a rhythm where I did a flow for, you know, almost an hour, and I thought maybe 15, 20 minutes had gone by, just because you get into this zone where you just feel it flowing from one movement to the next. So that's one aspect of it, is it's actually kind of fun to do, and you feel like, you know, you're kind of flowing through your workout rather than pounding against a treadmill or pounding the pavement or just spinning your wheels on an exercise bike, which, you know, some people like that stuff. I don't particularly like it. I just find it really repetitive, whereas the cardio flow I really tend to enjoy. The other nice thing about cardio flow is because you're moving through a variety of different positions and exercises through the chain of bodyweight movements, there's less repetition, there's less repetitive motion on your joints, so you're not going to get into that kind of more dangerous zone where you're getting repetitive stress injuries, like, you know, with running, it could be your ankles and your low back. With biking, it could be your knees. You have a lot less risk of that with cardio flow. And then the other thing is, there's no direct evidence for this, but it's a lot like a yoga flow. And there's been studies on yoga flows that have showed that they actually decrease a hormone called cortisol. And cortisol can be a problem with excessive endurance or long cardio exercise. Long low intensity cardio can boost your cortisol, and chronically elevated cortisol can actually be correlated with more belly fat, with more storage of fat around your belly. So I think that it's a possible extra benefit, the fact that the body weight cardio flows are a lot like a yoga flow. They might actually have a beneficial effect in bringing down your cortisol level a bit. And you know, even if it doesn't bring it down to the point where it's going to have an effect on your belly fat, it certainly does give you that kind of meditative calming effect that is good for anyone who's living in the modern world. I mean, all of the clients I've used these kind of flows with have, you know, told me that they felt that it was a moment in their day where they could relax a little bit and kind of let go and get into some, into this other kind of zone or this other kind of state. So, like you said, it's got kind of the same fat burning zone benefits of running or biking or whatever other kind of slow cardio you want to do, but it's got all these side benefits and kind of mitigates some of the risks of the longer cardio.
The other
cool thing about the cardio, the other cool thing about the cardio flow is it also mitigates the one big risk of traditional cardio programs, which is just hanging yourself from the rafters if you have to face another hour on the treadmill. I mean, it's an important and essential aspect of your program, but you just want to, it's so mind-numbingly boring, you know, there's very little ways to make that more exciting, but I think this is about as close as you can come. It's actually fun. It's fun to do. It's challenging, not challenging in a, like, I'm going to beat my head against the floor because I can't get this kind of way, but challenging in a way that you want to get better at it. You want to move more seamlessly between these different movements. If you grew up in the 80s, you would feel like you're breakdancing a little bit or something. Like, it's something that your kids would be amazed at, actually, to see you do. It's fun, it's engaging, and you really get into the process of it. So the time just flies by when you do it. Like, it's one of those things, it's like medicine that's fun to take, you know? Like a nice gin and tonic at the end of the day or something. It's good for you and enjoyable as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you guys know, and a lot of my readers know, I've done flow chain style training, you know, all, you know, the past several years in yoga and body weight training and other things. And I can, you know, validate all the stuff that you guys have been saying about it. You know, it is fun, and it does provide a lower risk of repetitive or overuse injury than some of the more traditional cardio training, you know, running on a treadmill, classic example. A lot of people get issues with that when they do it long term just because of the nature of it. And, you know, I think for me, like you mentioned, there's a meditative and kind of a stress relief aspect to it. I just find that when you're doing this kind of training, you can't tune out. You have to be mentally engaged. You have to focus, because if you don't, you're just going to wear yourself out, you know, immediately. And so I think it's just a really awesome method to include in a program. So if, you know, anybody who's listening to this, if you're intrigued by that, you know, definitely check out Bodyweight Burn when we're done the call here. But we're going to talk a bit more about some of the other elements. Could you guys, maybe we'll start with Adam, I guess. You know, tell me about the afterburner section of your program and why you included that in Bodyweight Burn as well.
Sure. I mean, we already touched on this, but basically our afterburners are just kind of really neat ways that we've put together bodyweight exercise to create basically interval training workouts that really get your heart pumping and, you know, make you kind of get you feeling the burn. And the goal of these is to raise your metabolism. And like I said, that can last for up to 36 hours after the workout. We've got several different protocols in the program that keep these afterburner workouts interesting for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything to add to that, Ryan? Or
yeah, as Adam said, this is like the really high intensity, really fun part of the workout. Like if you like to feel like you worked out, you'll absolutely love the afterburners. And there's lots of variety built into the program, so you're not doing the same one all the time. Personally, those are my favorites mm-hmm. out of the bunch.
Yeah, right on. You got to get to work, right? If you want to burn the fat.
Plus, you get more, as Adam said, you get more bang for your buck. We wanted to come up with something that's going to keep you burning fat at an accelerated rate long after you've stopped exercising. So when you're on the sofa reading The History of Art by Eli Faure and expanding your mind, you're also reducing your waistline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You're burning fat while you sleep is what you're doing. all right. So I think this is the final training component of bodyweight burn is your bodyweight metabolic muscle workouts. And we touched on this earlier as well. You know, they're obviously a critical component in a fat loss program. You know, what is this going to do for people? And, you know, why did you include this in bodyweight burn?
Okay, well, I mean, basically, like I said before, I think this is kind of the forgotten element in a lot of fat loss programs, is they forget the importance of your muscle and how much it can affect your metabolism and your hormones and the speed at which you lose fat. And not only that, your muscle that gives you your shape. You know, if you want a nice butt, you need nice, well-developed glutes. You know, if you want to look great in a sleeveless dress, or if you want to look great with your shirt off, you need some deltoid, you need some shoulder development. These things are important. You know, you don't get your shape just by losing fat. You just look like a skinnier, flabby version of what you were before. But if you can lose some fat and, you know, shape some muscle in the right places, you're going to look fabulous. You know, that's just how the human eye works. We're drawn to the shape of a well-developed body. Beyond that, though, like I said before, muscle is metabolically active. Even at rest, having more muscle, you're going to be burning more calories. Not like thousands and thousands more, but it's enough to make a difference. And when you have more muscle, when you do use it, like I said before, it's like driving the pickup truck instead of the mini car. You're going to be using more fuel to drive that big machinery that you have. And then finally, it's super, super important for your insulin sensitivity. So the more muscle you have and the higher quality of muscle that you have, the more you're going to be using the foods that you eat to fuel your lean tissues, fuel your activity, and the less you're going to be storing as fat.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So you got cardio flow, you've got afterburner, and you've got metabolic muscle, and these three elements create that synergy to tap into kind of the sweet spot and deliver precision fat loss results. And I think that's the kind of the take-home point for a lot of the listeners, is that, you know, if you're not incorporating these different elements, and it doesn't have to be obviously through body weight burn, but if you're not doing some type of strength training, some type of cardiovascular training, which obviously can be integrated with all sorts of modalities, and if you're not doing some sort of high intensity training, whether it's interval training or something else, then you're getting suboptimal fat loss results, most likely, and especially if you're not using it with a proper diet. So that's kind of the take-home point, is that all of it's all important, and when you do all of it, you're going to get much better results. So, all right, we're starting to wrap up here. I guess, you know, one of the last kind of product-related questions is, you know, what else is included in body weight burn, and how have you made it user-friendly so people can take the info and get the results they want? You know, one of the things I noticed about it is very action-oriented. You show people exactly what to do on, you know, each day. You know, day one, do this. Day two, do this. You know, how have you made it user-friendly so people can actually do it?
I'll just throw out my favorite things, and then Ryan can jump in. One, like you said, it's laid out day by day. So just turn the page and do what it says on, you know, that day. We've played with a lot of different ways of delivering our programs, and, you know, by trial and error, this definitely came out as the most effective way to do it. So you don't have to flip around pages, try to figure out, you know, okay, the diet's on this page, now flip back here for the exercises, flip back here for this, back there for that. It's all laid out, like, day by day for you. Some other things I really like about this program, and this goes back to, you know, my days of coaching skiing, teaching skiing, and then being a personal trainer. I've really always been a big fan of movement quality. It's not just moving, it's moving right. So we're really careful to provide super high quality video instructions for every single exercise. And right from day one, we've been big on this, and body weight burn is no exception. So every single exercise in the program is explained in detail and demonstrated in detail. So it's almost like having me there in your living room, or Ryan in your living room taking you through the exercise. I think that's really important. Also, supplements are a big question mark for a lot of people. It's a kind of a confusing subject, so we included a supplement guide to help guide you through that. We broke the program into two phases, so you've got a first 6-week phase and a second 6-week phase, which I think helps people ease into the program. And finally, I mentioned this before, the carb sink diet that goes with the workouts can be done really easily. You know, all you need to really do is learn to eyeball a few different portion sizes, and you can do the whole thing just by eye. You don't need to be weighing and measuring every single thing you eat, although you can if you want to. Those are my favorite things about the program.
Cool. Anything to add, Ryan?
Yeah, in addition to the stuff Adam said, we tried to make it as user-friendly as possible, and we also tried to speak to different learning styles as well. So there's a very comprehensive manual that explains how the workout system functions, the theory behind it, so you can understand why you're making these changes and how to incorporate that into your lifestyle. And the same is true of the carb sync diet. We've laid out all the principles quite clearly and explained kind of the how and the why of it as well. But if you don't want to know that stuff, if you're not big on reading, you don't need to look at that. There's a quick start guide that'll tell you how to what's the minimum you need to know to start the program right now and just follow along, you know, because I worked with a guy, this heavy metal singer, who always said, tell me what to do, man, and I'll do it. So if this is for guys like him, just there's what you have to do, no questions asked. And as Adam said, we've got very good video instructions, really clear videos that comprehensively explain how to do the workouts and also walk you through the specifics of each exercise. And if you're not video-oriented or you want kind of a quick reference that you can carry on with you, we've also put the exercises into a little manual with still photos. So you've got a quick reference printed out thing so you don't have to queue up the videos every time. We've also included wall charts, something you can print and, you know, stick on the wall by your training area to just remind you what the workouts are or what comes next in the sequence so you don't have to flip through pages and pages of stuff trying to figure out, you know, what movement do I do next or what protocol is it today. I think those are quite cool. And one of the big unique things that we've done as well is we've included in what we call an integration guide. So it shows you how you can take different components of bodyweight burn and use them with a program that you're already doing. So, you know, if you're really fond of weight training and that's what you're into right now, we'll show you how to take these afterburner circuits, for example, and incorporate them into your existing weight training program to accelerate your fat loss results. And we've done the same with the different types of workouts that we've included in there. And like we've shown you how if you're sort of a big aerobics person, you like jogging or stuff like that, we've shown you how to incorporate metabolic muscle workouts into that so you can balance out your cardio training and get much better results overall. So we've done the same with the diet in the book too. We've shown you how to adapt the diet to different goals and to work with existing programs. So, I mean, we try to create something that's very simple to follow, very easy to adapt to your own personal goals, and something you can use for your whole lifetime of training.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, what I'm hearing overall is it's simplicity, it's straightforward, and, you know, it just sounds like you're really invested in helping people, you know, take this and use it and, you know, make it work for them so that they actually do see results. So it's not just like, you know, a book that you read and then have to figure it out on your own. It's like figure out, you know, the best way that you're going to learn and apply this stuff and then do it. And we've already done all the hard work for you. We figured it all out for you. So just, you know, do what it says. So that's great.
Yeah, because the only ideal program is the one you're going to follow, right? So, I mean, if you can't adapt it to your lifestyle, if it doesn't fit the way you're currently living, if it doesn't help you improve the way you already are, you're never going to follow it.
Yeah.
So we've tried to really hit something that can be integrated into your life as seamlessly as possible and something that's fun and enjoyable to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right on. All right. Well, you know, just a couple more questions. You know, who, you know, paint me a picture of who the program is best suited for and, you know, what kind of benefits would people receive, you know, specifically from using bodyweight burn, you know?
What, librarians. I think librarians would benefit tremendously from this. Now, I think people with busy lives, really, you know, it's a lot of the people that come to us are in that 35 to 45 demographic. They don't need to be. I mean, if I was 15 again, just starting out martial arts, I would have benefited tremendously from this knowledge. And I didn't know that I had to balance out these different aspects of my training, so I was always weak in one area. These athletes can benefit from this. The guys who are playing, you know, beer league hockey will get better at their game. But I think the biggest draw for the in you know, and my intention in being part of it, the people that I wanted to help the most were people with really busy lives and busy careers who have other things to do, and they need something that's going to facilitate their lifestyle and let them get out there and do the kind of things that they want to do. You know, that you can kind of get your glory days back again, and you can lead an active lifestyle. It doesn't matter how busy your career goals or how dedicated you are to your profession. There's a way to fit healthy living into your life, and those are the kind of people that I like to focus on helping with this sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Anything to add, Adam, or should we wrap this up?
No, Ryan, he's pretty smart. He answered that.
I thought so too. All right. Well, last question. You know, where is the best place for my readers to learn more about bodyweight training for fat loss?
Well, I'm sure, like, you know, you're going to hook them up with the deal on Bodyweight for Earn that we talked about. But they can also check out the blog, bodyweightcoach.com. We got all kinds of cool stuff on there. Some neat links to beginner bodyweight workouts, all kinds of nifty resources on there. So that's a great place to go to just kind of get started looking at bodyweight training.
All right, you heard it here, folks, bodyweightcoach.com. And Adam reminded me that we are doing a special offer for you guys, you action takers. Whenever I get this posted, which hopefully will be soon, we're going to run a special offer for the next 3-5 days or so to give you an incentive to, you know, take action on this and really apply it. I don't know if we've worked out all the details yet, but at the very least, I know that their program is going to be significantly discounted, and they're going to be throwing in an extra bonus, their 10 and 12 diet, which is not normally available with purchase of Bodyweight Burn. And this is a little secret surprise bonus. I'm going to turn off the recorder, and then we're going to restart it, and I'm going to ask them a few more specific questions about how to really make the most of Bodyweight Burn. So for people who end up buying Bodyweight Burn, if you just let me know, I'll send you the secret bonus footage, and you can, you know, hear some of the more nitty-gritty details. So I really encourage you to take action on this. If it's struck a nerve with you, if, you know, this seems like something that's up your alley, then check out the special offer. I'll make it easy to find. I'll put a link below. And so thank you for listening, everybody, and we'll bring some more interviews like this in the future. So Adam and Ryan, thanks a ton for doing this. This was a pleasure, and I hope we can do it again sometime.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, John.